Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am Chris Tidball, Executive Claims Consultant with Second Look, where we routinely find our insurance clients millions of dollars. On our podcast, we showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. We believe that all of our guests have a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show and we will reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. All right. Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. With us this afternoon is Rana Ruppelt, the CEO of the CLM. Welcome, Rana.
Thanks, Chris. How are you?
Great. I am absolutely loving this event. You are doing, I'd say, probably the best one yet.
Thank you. We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you could take a few minutes out of your day to spend some time with us. I think your story of just your career in insurance is fantastic. And I'd love you to share with our audience kind of your journey to how you got to where you are today.
I am one of those people, baby boomers, that didn't plan on having a career in insurance.
Yep.
So my first year of law school, I got a job in an insurance defense firm, and I really liked it. Personally, was enjoying it. Philosophically, I really enjoyed it. And I did trial work for a couple of years. And it was interesting because I was in a firm where I was the only woman. And it was, I didn't get much mentoring. I don't think they actually knew what to do with me, frankly. Yeah, it was really different than I think it is today, guys. And I wound up.
He'll just dub it out.
I like to ask the question again.
Ask this question. I skipped over something.
Oh, your career in insurance. How did you get to where you are today?
One of those baby boomers that didn't plan to be in insurance. It's one of those things that happened. I got a job where I was in my second year of law school in an insurance defense firm, and I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to be a trial lawyer. That's why I went to law school and really enjoyed the firm a lot. And they hired me when I was done with law school. And it was really interesting because I was the only female attorney there.
Right.
And they didn't really know what to do with me. There wasn't very much mentoring. And it was one of those things where I'd come into the office on Monday, and if I had a little bit of a suntan, it's all work all weekend. And I really thought about, is this really what I want to do? I want to have a family one day. We'll go back to that later, because I realized it wasn't where it was. It was me and my work ethic was the issue, that I just worked a lot. But I wound up going in-house. I worked at several carriers, both bottom line, multi-line, regional, domestic, and international, primarily in claims, in the claims legal area. I was really fortunate that I got promoted into management actually when I was 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
Which was really exciting for me. And it was at a company that did a tremendous amount of leadership and management training.
Okay.
Company, very important to them. And I worked again in a variety of different careers. And ultimately, my last role in-house was as a general counsel.
Okay.
And running claims. And I loved it. And interestingly, one of the folks that worked for me came into my office and said, I think you need to apply for the CLM job. We found out that the prior CEO was retiring. And I said, should I apply for the job? She said, well, there were a group of us that were on a call and we thought you would be the perfect combination.
Right.
Knowing and understanding the industry and doing transformation, organizational transformation, that you could really carry it forward. And the rest is history. I interviewed and it's the dream job. I never knew that I wanted.
Yeah, it's such a great organization, right? And not everybody's heard of it. A lot of us in the industry, of course, are familiar with it. But you've really taken a great industry, a great conference and made it great, right? Like earlier, I talked about going from ordinary to extraordinary. I think you have taken something that was pretty ordinary and turned it pretty extraordinary. So tell us a little bit about CLM. I know it's more than a conference, right? It's more than your sessions. What's it all about? What's the benefit to everyone?
So CLM is the largest professional association whose members are involved in claims. So it's claims professionals, deals it's, that work really both the carriers and its self-insured companies.
Yep.
So there's a risk management component. And then we have the lawyers that and the law firms that are retained by insurance companies to either represent their insurance company or to represent the insurance company's insureds and litigation.
Okay.
And then also very important to us are the service providers, companies like your company, where they provide the support of all things related to claims and litigation. And they're all stakeholders and all very important. And we are all about education and networking. And it's interesting because on the fellow side, which are the industry people, it's really about the education. We allow people to get continuing education credits, continuing legal education credits.
Right.
And then for the service providers and the lawyers, it's really about the networking.
Right.
The ability to meet potential customers. But all in all, it's about everyone giving back to help develop the next generations.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's unique and interesting. One of the things that sets us apart is when you go to an education session at annual conference or at one of our other conferences, it's not a group of people sitting in front of the room talking at you.
Right.
We actually have hollow square setups in our rooms because we have roundtable sessions. So while the four facilitators, they have an agenda, they have points they want to teach, it's done in a manner that it becomes very interactive. And when there all those people are participating, it becomes more and more exciting for the participants. They can participate, they learn something, and you always walk out with at least one, if not many, tidbits of information.
Which is great because you go to some conferences and there's a speaker and they're talking and everyone's sitting there looking at their iPhone, right? And you go to a round table and everybody has a different point of view. And it's nice to hear because you think that, okay, we do it right. But when you hear other people, you're like, wait a minute, I can probably do something like what they're doing and make my results better. And so the organization seems to, they say the rising tide lifts all boats, right? That's what the organization strikes me as doing to the industry.
Absolutely. And it is. I think people enjoy it and they all learn. And not the other benefit is they make friendships. But there is something to going to events like this where you realize, number one, you're not in it alone. Everyone else has the same issues as you. And again, the learning and really advancing the industry as a whole was just so incredibly important to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think the friendships are so important because at the end of the day, it's all about networking, right?
About relationships.
Yeah.
The relationships for everything. I look back, I was a member of CLM and I absolutely think it helped my career because I met people. Yep. It expanded my knowledge because of everything you just talked about. And that's, I think, the other huge benefit. And I know I've heard from so many people how I met so-and-so, I met my future boss because of CLM. And, now, and again, it even if you don't change jobs, even if you advance where you're at, it really is incredibly helpful.
Absolutely.
And it can make you a star when you bring something back that no one in your particular company had thought about before.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. And so happy to be here and glad to get you for a few minutes to share your insights. And thank you, Rana, for joining us.
Thank you for having me so
Absolutely.
Much. Enjoy the next couple of days.
I plan to.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Insurance Claims Innovation. Are you interested in being a guest on our show? We would love to have you. Visit us at go.secondlook.net/podcast-guest. Please share Insurance Claims Innovation with others on social media and provide rave reviews about our guests. The goal of Insurance Claims Innovation is to showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. Follow us at Insurance Claims Innovation and subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Second Look, Inc. Interested in learning more? Stop by our website at www.secondlook.net. Again, thank you for joining us today. My name is Chris Tidball, and I hope you found this to be time well spent.